Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Peter Oglinskas, who has a really interesting project that I just recently learned about. Peter, you're with IU Northwest, but at the Brouwer Museum of Art at Valparaiso University, you're presenting a film noir series.
That's right. I pitched this to the director there, Greg Herzlieb, about 4 years ago. I was checking out his stacks in the back room there, and I mentioned to him, how about doing a film series? And how about a film series on a specific topic of film noir? Mm-hmm. And it piqued his curiosity. And then I said, let's take it a step further and make it a film lecture series. After each film, then we have a lecture and discuss the films, and that's what it's evolved into.
So is this the first year for it?
Actually, it's the third season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're a seasoned veteran of
this. We are definitely have a hot product here. The first film that we showed this season, Black Angel, in January, was standing room only. We had to pull out two extra flanks of chairs.
Oh, good.
So it's really taken off. There are several people, well, groups of people who've been there from the first one to the most recent one.
And has it been film noir for all?
All film noir, yes.
Yeah.
And film noir, noir from the classic film noir period, which was from 1940 to 1959.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is Chinatown? I know that Chinatown doesn't fall in that range, but is that considered to be film noir?
Chinatown falls under the category of neo noir.
Okay.
So, in fact, Chinatown was one of the flagships of that genre, perhaps immediately preceding it, French Connection 2. So right around the end of the 50s, early 60s, people veered away from those kind of dark topics of noir and wanted big, splashy, CinemaScope spectacle films, Sand and Sandals and all that stuff.
Right.
And then around the early 70s, there was a rekindling of interest in noir and noirish themes.
Yeah, and well, so the Philip Marlowe movies, that's film noir.
Sure.
And what's your favorite film noir movie?
Oh, people jump to that early on. Yeah. I have to go to Kiss Me Deadly.
And who is in that?
Kiss Me Deadly stars Ralph Meeker in absolutely his best role. Ralph Meeker as the Mike Hammer private eye detective based on the novel by Mickey Spillane. And it's a little late in the cycle. It's 1955. But it incorporates and polishes so many of the noir themes and elements, and even incorporates some kind of atomic age freak-out elements. So that's one of my faves.
So what's still up on the schedule for this season?
Coming up for this season on the 16th of this month, February 16th, we're going to be showing Gun Crazy. And Gun Crazy is actually a very significant film. It was entered into the Library of Congress roster of most significant American films. And it is both a getaway film and an amour fou, a film about crazy love, two star-crossed lovers who are both, as the title says, gun crazy. Classic noir in that in noir, things don't end well. Not to give anything away about the film,
people don't live happily ever after.
Correct. And that's a big change. That's where that title, film noir, came about, how it came about. There was a paucity of American films during World War II in France, and then all of a sudden, after the war, this flood of these dark films with not happy endings and that had a mood of cynicism and menace flooded Paris. And the film critics just said, what's going on in America? It's not all happy endings and Busley Berkeley follies anymore.
Huh.
And so, yes, that's the genesis of the name film noir.
And what do you teach at IUN?
IUN, I'm in the Fine Arts Department, in the music program of the Fine Arts Department. I teach music appreciation, but also courses that I created called The Soundscape of Pulp Fiction. This fall, I'm going to be teaching a course related to the lecture series that I created, The Noir Style in Image, Word, and Sound, upon which this Thursday Night Noir at the Brouwer is based, really. And also taught some rock music history, so courses.
So film noir is kind of a personal interest of yours.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
So it's certainly a focus of not only entertainment but scholarship as well. It's a very important art form.
So if people want to get the schedule, et cetera, where do they go?
The schedule, they can go online to valpo.edu/Brower-museum-of-art, the Brower Museum of Art website.
Good. Okay.
And they have all the information there.
Well, that's an easy website to find.
Indeed. Yeah, and it's in the Brower Museum, which is in the Fine Arts Building. Free parking just east of the museum, having gone to downtown Chicago twice this last weekend. It sure ain't free downtown.
No, it certainly isn't. Yeah, even if you do it right, you still have to pay $30.
That's right.
Okay, well, Peter, great to have met you recently. Great to have had you here. And I think that the series sounds fantastic.
I look forward to having people come to check out Thursday Night Noir at the Brower. Thank you, John.
And I'm going to come too.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.